The only undulating rhythm coming from within the cottage this night would be the slow, steady rocking of their bodies. She lay on her back on the wrought-iron daybed, thinking of the youngsters who had napped on the mattress. She strained at every cricket's chirp and skunk's mournful whine from the field outside. She wondered if there were animals in the condemned tunnel that ran beneath the playhouse. She hoped not, since that was their predetermined escape route should they ever need it. She was having a difficult time letting herself go. He was having no such problem. He was well into things. It was just as he was becoming frenzied that she heard the voice outside the cottage. "Good Lord, it's Charlotte!" she hissed as she pushed him away. They scrambled to collect their clothes. He grabbed his cassette player as she slid aside the wooden panel in the floor. Into the darkness they lowered themselves, sliding the trap door shut just as the playhouse door above them opened. The cold, hard dirt floor of the tunnel pressed against their bare feet. "What are you waiting for?" he whispered. "Let's go!" "I'm getting dressed right here," she said. God only knew what was in this tunnel, and she would feel a hell of a lot better if she were clothed as they made their way to the water at the other end. They sorted their clothes by feel and dressed in the blackness as muffled voices came from above. "Who's that with her?" he asked. "I can't tell." Slowly they began to walk, arms outstretched to the tunnel walls, feeling their way out to safety. Eventually, the waters of Narragansett Bay glistened from the opening at the end of the tunnel. They stepped up their pace. As they reached their goal, he stopped.
"Crap! What's wrong?" "My wallet! It must have slipped out of my pants pocket!" "Oh, sweet Jesus!"
He grabbed her hand. "Don't worry. Let's keep going. Maybe they won't see it."
"I'm going back for it,"
she was adamant.
"Tomorrow! You can get it tomorrow!"
She wished she could follow him out, but she knew she wouldn't sleep all night knowing that his wallet might give them away.
"You go ahead. Go home," she said.
"I'll go back with you," he offered.
"No, you have to get off the property. They can't know you are here. You have to go, now."
"All right, but I'll see you tomorrow." She watched him dart along the shoreline and disappear into the darkness. She turned and stepped back inside, feeling gingerly against the side of the tunnel. Her fingers brushed against the hard-packed dirt and old brick. She imagined what it must have been like for the slaves, running for their lives through this tunnel. Had they had lanterns to light their way? Or had they tapped blindly along in the blackness, not sure what was in front of them, but willing to risk it, knowing only what horrors they had left behind? When she estimated she must surely be close to the ladder that led up to the playhouse, her hand receded into a large indentation in the wall. Pieces of earth broke away as she pushed against it. Her pulse quickened. Was the old tunnel safe? Could it collapse and trap her inside? Would anyone ever find her? She prayed. If she got out of this one, she vowed she would never, ever go to the playhouse again, no matter how much he wanted her to. This was the last time. She promised. She pushed on, sniffling quietly in the darkness, until she tripped over something and fell to her knees. Her breath came in short, terrified pants as her hand groped over the form. It was covered with a smooth fabric of some sort, and it was large and intractable. A human body. Still warm, but lifeless. She had had this feeling before, but only occasionally in dreams. The urge, the ache, the need to scream, but somehow being frozen, unable to utter a sound. She pushed back from the body and cowered against the tunnel wall, trembling in the darkness. Later, she would realize that she had been there for only moments, but then it seemed an eternity, the terrified thoughts spinning through her mind.
She should go get help. She should summon people from the big house. But she couldn't. She wasn't supposed to have been here at all, and she was mortified at the thought of having to explain her forbidden tryst.
And even worse, what if they blamed her? What if they thought she had committed murder? She was rocking on her haunches, trying to soothe herself, when she heard the grating sound.
The door was sliding open overhead. She clamped her eyes tight, sure that this was the end. The murderer was coming to get her, too. Instead, something fluttered from above, hitting her head, grazing her face. A piece of paper? A card? She listened, shaking but undetected, as the door slid closed again.